A brief history of black holes and why nearly everything you know about them is wrong. Written and read by Dr. Becky Smethurst. For the bibliography, diagrams, and additional footnotes, please see the accompanying PDF, which is available to download from your audiobook library. Prologue: Standing on the Shoulders of Giants. At this very moment, as you sit down and relax to listen to this book, you are moving at an incredible speed. Earth is currently spinning on its axis, moving us through the relentless march of time from one day to the next. Simultaneously, it is orbiting around the sun, moving us through the changing of the seasons. But that's not all. The sun is just one star in the Milky Way, our galaxy of over 100 billion stars. The sun is not unique, and it is not at the center. In fact, it's fairly average and unremarkable as stars go. The solar system is contained in a minor, seeing a pattern here, spiral arm of the Milky Way known as the Orion Arm. And the Milky Way itself is also a fairly generic spiral-shaped island of stars, not too big, not too small. So this means that along with the speed of the Earth spinning and the speed of the Earth orbiting the sun, we are also moving around the center of the Milky Way at a speed of 450,000 miles per hour. What do we find at that center? A supermassive black hole. Yep, right now you are orbiting a black hole, a place in space with so much material squashed in that is so dense that not even light, traveling at the fastest speed there is, has enough energy to win in a tug of war against a black hole's gravity once it gets too close. The idea of black holes has both captivated and frustrated physicists for decades. Mathematically, we describe them as an infinitely dense, infinitesimally small point surrounded by an unknowing sphere from which we get no light and no information. No information means no data. No data means no experiments. And no experiments means no knowledge of what lies inside a black hole. As a scientist, the aim is always to see the bigger picture. As we zoom out of our backyard of the solar system to encompass the whole of the Milky Way, and then even further afield to see the billions of other galaxies across the entire universe, we find that black holes are always in the gravitational driving seat. The black hole at the center of the Milky Way, the one currently responsible for your motion through space, is about 4 million times heavier than our sun, which is why it's dubbed a supermassive black hole. While that might sound big, I've seen bigger. Once again, the Milky Way's black hole is fairly average, relatively speaking. It's not that massive, that energetic, or that active either, making it nearly impossible to spot. The fact that I can accept those statements as a given, practically taking them for granted every single day, is remarkable. It was only at the end of the 20th century that we finally realized that at the center of every galaxy, there was a supermassive black hole. A reminder that while astronomy is one of the oldest practices carried out by ancient civilizations the world over, astrophysics, actually explaining the physics behind what astronomers see, is still a relatively new science. The advancements in technology throughout the 20th and 21st centuries have only just begun to scratch the surface of the mysteries of the universe. Recently, I got wonderfully lost in a sprawling secondhand bookshop. It was Barter Books in Alnwick, Northumberland in the UK. I could spend hours in there. Highly recommended. Anyway, I came across a book called Modern Astronomy, written in 1901. And in the introduction, the author, Herbert Hall Turner, states, "Before 1875, the date must not be regarded too precisely, there was a vague feeling that the methods of astronomical work had reached something like a finality. Since that time, there is scarcely one of them that has not been considerably altered." Herbert was referring there to the invention of the photographic plate. Scientists were no longer sketching what they saw through telescopes, but recording exactly what was seen onto huge metal plates coated in a chemical that reacted to light. In addition, telescopes were getting larger, meaning they could collect more light to see fainter